What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Chance. And guys, I'm fired up for today's episode. We're going to be talking about three tips to decrease overwhelm. Okay. Three ways to deal with overwhelm. And we're going to be also specifically talking about how the gym has a big role in this as well. Okay. How the gym can be actually used to decrease overwhelm in your own life. Okay. So guys, I want to make sure as you guys are tuning in to this episode, whether you guys are listening on replay, on the audio, on the actual podcast itself, or you guys are tuning in live, I see you guys throwing up some hearts. I freaking appreciate you guys that you're taking notes. Make sure you guys are writing in the comments. Make sure you guys bring a pen, a pad, something to write some stuff down here. I always like to make these podcasts very interactive with the short amount of time that I get on live here. You guys also remember, we are going live. We're bringing it back down to three times per week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. So I did shift my live stream schedule up a bit from 5 days a week at 12 p.m. to 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m. So I do want to throw that announcement out there for those of you guys that listen to this podcast every week. So the number one tip to decrease overwhelm in your life is being a planner. I'm going to see that in the comments. Being a planner, guys. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail, okay? So this is very important if you are a busy professional, if you live a very stressful life, if you're a family man, even if you're not a family man, and you're single and you're, you know, you still have time to go out and try to pick up a girl or a dude at the bar, it's very important to make time for yourself and prepare yourself to succeed, okay? Prepare yourself to be excited for life. Prepare yourself to be successful in your own life, because the reason why we get so overwhelmed is we're not preparing. My girlfriend is so good at this, and that's why we work well, is before her, I was a terrible planner. I'm the type of a guy, and let me see some fire in the comments below if you guys are like this too. I'm the type of a dude where, no, I will plan certain things, but I'm the type of a guy where it's just like, no, let's just roll with it. Let's just kind of play each day as it comes and goes. And while that's okay, and that does kind of, in my opinion, decrease stress, because you're just kind of like, you know, moseying on through and going with the shots, right? I find that when you're prepared, you are less stressful and you are less overwhelmed. So being a planner, as Marshall, you just said, hashtag organized, is a great first step to dealing with overwhelm in your life, whether that has to do with relationships, your job, the gym, setting a good workout schedule, anything like that is a great way to decrease overwhelm. Okay. So that is number one, decreasing overwhelm through planning. Okay. So what I like to do for this, guys, is getting a journal, you know, $5 on Amazon, buying a journal and actually planning out your day, planning out your week ahead of time on Sundays. I like to plan out my entire week. This is even something that I still need to get better at. And that's why, like I said, I have a girlfriend, somebody that's really close to me in my life that helps me with this. So that leads me into number two, your second tip to dealing with overwhelm, whether that's with the gym or not, is surrounding yourself with people that bring out the best qualities in you. Okay. When you can kind of like delegate your energy and have people around you that can help you get through stressful times. And when you're in a funk or you're in a valley of life, you can depend on other people. That's going to help significantly with overwhelm. That's going to help significantly with stress by leaning on people, leaning on brothers, being held accountable by your girlfriend, by your boyfriend, by your husband, by your wife, siblings, parents, best friends, whoever it is, somebody that's going to be in your corner no matter what. Because when you're on a journey, whether it's a fitness journey or just life in general, and you have at least one person in your corner, the odds of you making it, the odds of you actually accomplishing the goals you set out to accomplish, skyrocket compared to doing it alone. Okay. I've done it alone. And while it's possible, it's very challenging. Okay. It's very hard, very difficult to accomplish something when you don't have somebody in your corner, cheering you on. So when you do get overwhelmed and do get stressed, you can lean on that person. So number two is finding somebody that you can lean on when times get hard, when adversity strikes. So number one, be a planner. Okay. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. Okay. Number two is finding somebody in your corner that you can lean on when times get hard. This is going to help significantly with decreasing overwhelm. And, you know, a lot of you guys find it very difficult because you're already busy prior to starting your fitness journey, prior to, you know, going on a journey to gain 10 pounds or lose 15 pounds or gain self-confidence or whatever it is you guys are trying to do with the gym and with prepping your meals and really getting into health and fitness. So you have all of these things prior to that. When you add that to your plate, it can be very overwhelming, right? What I like to tell people is look at it as a puzzle. Okay. Look at it as a puzzle. You know, there's 100 different pieces. You know, some puzzles are bigger than others. It just depends on your goals and your journey. But it comes down to each individual piece coming together in the right way, in chronological order, right? You start from the inside out, or however you decide to build it. You start from the perimeter, the corners, and you start to build this puzzle, okay? And as you build this puzzle, things start to become clearer and more concise and more in alignment. And you say, okay, now that I have this part, let's start to build this part, right? So don't get overwhelmed when you start a fitness journey. Take 1, 2, 3 things and master those things. Once you master those things, once you have those 3 or 4 puzzle pieces connected, start to work on other pieces. You know, when you start a puzzle, you don't look at 100 pieces and try to look at all of them and do, you know, this goes here, this. You look at a few pieces, you try to bring these pieces together, you work on this little section of the puzzle. Let's work on this corner of that puzzle, and then we can build off of that corner. Same exact principle applies with your fitness journey. So I encourage you guys today to, if you're starting a fitness journey, if you're one of my clients, Marshall, I know you just hopped on board in the Relentless Life Fitness Academy, and I'm super fucking stoked for you, bro. So you guys just starting out in the academy, if you're just starting out with another coach, if you're just starting out on your own, take it day by day. Take it piece by piece, okay? The best way, in my opinion, to decrease overwhelm in the gym is by taking it piece by piece, okay? And that's number three, you know, taking it one step at a time. This isn't going to happen overnight. You need to have patience. So you guys want to write that in the comments below. Have patience. Take it one step at a time. You know, Rome was not built in a day. You guys all know that saying. Rome was not built in a day, and neither is your body. Your body will not be built in a day. It took me 10 plus years to get the physique that I had back when I was competing on stage. And while I'm not there anymore, you guys know my story. I've been going through some pretty significant health battles with my body and holding patterns, muscular imbalances, still figuring it out. I have some issues with my jaw that could be holding me back. Some really in-depth stuff that I'm not going to get into here on the podcast, but I want to let you guys know that with those 3 things that I mentioned today, making sure that you're a planner and you prepare, you find people to support you that are in your corner, cheering you on, that when you do get overwhelmed or do get stressed, you have somebody to lean on. And then finally, treat your fitness journey or just your journey in general in life. This can be advice for anything. Treat that journey as a puzzle. Take it one step at a time, one puzzle piece at a time. And once you have 3 or 4 pieces connected in that puzzle, once you start to get your meals down, your workouts, start to build off of that. Okay, start to really get into detail. Why am I eating animal-based? You know, I should be maybe eating more fats in the morning. And then you can start to get into intermittent fasting. How can intermittent fasting benefit me? How can getting to bed 30 minutes earlier benefit me? You know, how can drinking another liter of water every day benefit me? How can the quality of water affect my health, not just drinking from plastic bottles? Like, guys, we can go into so many rabbit holes with our health and our fitness. And that's why I try not to talk too much in depth about these things at first, because I don't want to overwhelm you guys. And that's normal. That is normal human behavior. We can only take on so much. We can only think of so much and process so much information at once. Guys, take it from me. I've been overwhelmed so many times. I'm sure you guys are the same way in my life. And when I'm overwhelmed, I am useless. I don't get shit done. I do not get anything done because I'm so stressed and overwhelmed. So when you take it one thing, you know, you take this piece of paper here and say, this is my task for the day. I'm going to stare at this piece of paper until that piece of paper gets done. I'm going to focus on my meals for the next 7 days, and that is it. Take it one step at a time, and that's it, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in today. 3 tips to deal with overwhelm. I'm going to put my blue light glasses back on. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday. Let's have a winning freaking Wednesday, guys. And I will see you guys tomorrow or not tomorrow. I'm used to saying that. I will see you guys Friday on the podcast, same time, 9 a.m. If you guys got some value from today's podcast episode, make sure you guys screenshot Instagram, Facebook, wherever y'all are listening from, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify. Write your number one biggest takeaway. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness and post it up to your story so I know you guys got some value from today's episode. Tell her what's going on. And I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to tune in here and listen to these three tips that I strongly suggest you look into if you're overwhelmed, if you're stressed. You know, I know a lot of you guys are busy, professional, stressed out dudes that are just like me, okay? And these are things that have helped me. These are things that I have paid attention to through trial and error, through failing multiple times, and it's helped me significantly. So I just want that for you guys as well. I want you guys to be able to take something from this podcast. That's why we get on here three times a week and spit as much value as we can. So guys, have a great rest of your winning Wednesday, and I will see you guys Friday. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.